Today is the blessing comes with a purpose. And the blessing has a purpose. Whatever God blesses you with has a purpose attached to it. And the very prime blessing, which is your life, has a purpose attached to it. Last week, you looked at the helpers of the blessing, where we saw people who attend to our blessing, ensure that our blessing comes to fruition. But the reason why those helpers are released is for an overall purpose. We studied from Esther, we're going to go to Esther again today. Most of us may know the story of Esther, but I'm just going to give some brief summaries while we look at the scriptures involved. Esther 2, 21-23. In those days, while Mordecai sat at the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. Now, when you read from Esther 2, from last week's passage down, you see that Esther became queen in place of Vashti. And after that happened, Mordecai now sat at the gate of the palace. Before then, he was not there. But now he sat there, and his place at the gate made it possible for the king's life to be saved. Because if he was not seated there, he would not have known that Bigthan and Teresh planned something against the king, to speak to his cousin about it, who then told the king. An investigation was made. We see it from here. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. So the purpose of Mordecai's position, the purpose of Mordecai's position after being a helper to Esther's blessing, was to also now sit at the gate where now he became a lifesaver of the king. When reading further, we get to see that later on, when it was time for him to also receive his blessing from that good deed, Ahasuerus could not sleep, and now remembrance was made of him that Mordecai did this good thing for him and he had not been honored. And then he was honored, which also now generated a problem for not just him, but the entire Jews, because he would not bow to Haman. So Haman now goes to get a decree signed that all Jews were going to be destroyed. And Mordecai goes to Esther again, this time with a problem. And this is where her purpose for becoming queen was to be fulfilled. She had done one by speaking to the king. The next one was to save the Jews. Esther 3, 13-16. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews." Why was Mordecai saying this? Because Esther had not been called by the king, And if she goes on her own, she could be killed. And she was telling this to Mordecai. And Mordecai was saying that, look, we're in trouble. You need to go anyway. Find a way. That's why he was saying this. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Now after this, the favor of the Lord allowed Esther to go see the king, even though he had not been called. She had not been called. And she requested 2 banquets from him, one after the other, all towards saving her people. Esther 7:3-6, and this is at the 2nd banquet. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for born men and born women, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. And the king Ahasuerus answered and said to Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that does presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary, the enemy, is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and queen. All right. Now, at this point, salvation was released for Mordecai alone, because Haman was hanged on the gallows that he made for Haman, for Mordecai, but it was left to the people. Again, she spoke, Esther 8:5-8, and said, if it please the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and the king seem right, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? And the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Hallelujah. So by this deed, salvation came to the Jews, which was the entire purpose of Esther's position as queen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your living, your purpose has a purpose.
Amen.
Your living, your blessing, your money, your clothes, your family has a purpose.
Amen.
And so we're going to get out of this place of wondering where we are, thinking our blessing is ours, for those of us who are feeling okay, to letting God know that we are available to him.
Amen.
Whatever he requires, we will do. We're going to go straight into prayer. And our first thanksgiving is that our Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
thank you for making me part of your end time kingdom agenda.
Thank you for making me part of your end time kingdom agenda.
Blessing me with various blessings.
Blessing me with various blessings.
In fulfillment of your purpose.
In fulfillment of your purpose.
Count your blessings and name them one by one and thank the Lord that he's given them to you in fulfillment of his end time purpose. Give him thanks, somebody. He's giving us all things to enjoy, yes. But there's purpose attached to all those things. Even using his blessing for our well-being is also part of his purpose. Because when we are healthy, we can serve him well. So do not think that anything you have is yours. We are only stewards. Empty we came, empty we will go. Thank him for everything he's blessed you with from the very day you came on earth till this time.
blessing
thank
me with
that
your various
he saved you
fulfillment
in
of your
order
purpose.
That his blessing will
in
be used for
Jesus
his purpose.
Heaven,
give the Lord
thank
thanks wherever you are, somebody.
Blessing me with various blessings.
Make a bed in the Vianda Lamashaga da Bayandi, Raga da Mayanda Lamashata, make a bed in the Viandi, Rabakalia Bada Boshegi in the Viandi, Makabalia Bada Boshataya Mayandi, Makabada Boshabada Bayandi, make a bed in the Vianda Labai, Rabada da Bayanda Labashaga da Bayandi, make a bed in the Vianda Labandi. Jesus, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's take us again pray. Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
I yield my life.
I yield my life.
And all that you have blessed me with to you.
And all that you have blessed me with to you.
For whatever purpose my blessings must serve.
For whatever purpose my blessings must serve.
I yield them to you in Jesus' name.
I yield them to you in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
I yield my life.
I yield my life.
And all that you have blessed me with.
And all that you have blessed me with.
To you.
To you.
For whatever purposes my blessings must serve.
For whatever purposes my blessings must serve.
I yield them to you in Jesus' name.
I yield them to you in Jesus' name.
A prayer of surrender from the depths of your heart. You want to hand them over to God. For my very life, to my family, my children, my spouse, my finances, my job, my relationships, Lord, the ministry. We hand them all over to you. We hand them all over to you. Whatever you saved for them to be done. Like Abraham, not even our one son is ours. And if you demand it, we are willing to give it to you, Lord. Because you gave them to us for your purpose. You gave them to us for a purpose, Lord. When it's time for you to take them, Lord Jesus, we're ready to give them to you. We yield them to you, O God. We yield them to you, our minds, our lives, our thoughts, our knowledge, our education, our connections, we yield them to you, Lord. Our relationships, we yield them to you, Lord. Hear the surrender from us today, because we don't hold anything as our own, because they belong to you. You gave them to us for your purpose. We are using them, we yield them to you to be used for your glory, to be used for your purpose, for whatever purposes they must serve. Let them be that they are yours. Let them be that as you deem fit, O God. In the name of Jesus, Rabali Meyandi, Mekaya Badada Bosha Bakarianda Yamandi, Makabada Bosha Gadada Bayanda Dadaba,
Nekataya Dadabadaba, Nikede Bosha Dadaba.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Finally, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
Grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
To discern when myself.
To discern when myself.
And or anything you have given me.
And or anything you have given me.
Is needed for your purpose.
Is needed for your purpose.
And the grace.
And the grace
to joyfully release it for your use.
To joyfully release it for your use.
I owe you everything.
I owe you everything.
And will not withhold anything from you in Jesus' name.
And will not withhold anything from you in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
Grant me the grace to discern.
Grant me the grace to discern.
When myself.
When myself
and or anything you have given to me
and or anything you have given to me
is needed for your purpose
is needed for your purpose
and then the grace
and the grace
to joyfully release it for your use
to joyfully release it for your use
I owe you everything
I owe you everything.
And will not withhold anything from you in Jesus' name.
And will not withhold anything from you in Jesus'
name. Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer. I'm sure you understand it. Both in your understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Tell him that you're handing everything over to him. Whenever he needs it, when he says so, you need the recognition to know that he needs it.
Help me to be able to discern. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. As we have yielded to him, we have grace. We have grace to hand over whatever he needs. We have grace to utilize whatever he's blessed us with for his purpose. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are grateful. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed is for a purpose in Jesus. Amen.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength till we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Glad you joined us. But if you do not know the Lord, life will not be meaningful. Our lives are beautiful because Jesus is in the center of it.
Amen.
And everything we have has purpose because Jesus is in the center of it. So wherever you are, we admonish you to accept this Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, as ruler of all things concerning you, so that your life and everything you have would also have meaning in this life and in eternity. So if you have not accepted Jesus, you want to say this brief prayer with me. Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity I have today to give my life to you. I accept Jesus as my Lord. Right now, I thank you that he died and resurrected, that I will not be the same again. I believe this truth and I hand myself over to you. Jesus, take dominion of my life and run it the way you deem fit, so that I would be useful to you in this life and to also be with you in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. We are glad that you've given your life to Christ. And as the angels rejoice, we rejoice with you as well. Please pay attention to the announcements or contact to be released so that we can reach out to you and help you to be established. God bless you. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Please take note that Bethel Encounter Anointed Tuesday edition comes off tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Make time to pray, and as you do so, your life and ministry will experience transformation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
We're glad you could join us. We'll meet again tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.